This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Rescuers are racing against time to find any possible survivors Tuesday as the death toll from Morocco's deadliest earthquake in more than six decades has risen to more than 2,800. Rescue teams from Spain, Britain, and Qatar have joined Moroccan rescue efforts after a 6.8 magnitude quake struck late Friday in the High Atlas Mountains, with the epicenter 72 kilometers southwest of Marrakesh. Meanwhile, in Geneva Tuesday, the International Federation of the Red Cross launched an emergency appeal to raise $112 million to deliver assistance to the victims. IFRC Global Director for Operations in Morocco, Carolyn Holt, told reporters at the news conference in Geneva the Red Cross was seeking the funds on top of $1.1 million approved by the organization's emergency fund 24 hours after the earthquake occurred.
Our teams were on the ground immediately, coordinating closely with the local authorities to provide help to affected people and to assess the situation. They have been supporting local and national authorities in the search and rescue operation, the window of which, of course, must be coming to a close soon.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said Tuesday U.S. prosecution of former U.S. President Donald Trump shows the U.S. political system is rotten. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Speaking in Russian at the Eastern Economic Forum,
President Putin says everything happening with Trump is the persecution of a political rival for political reasons. He also says it shows the rottenness of the American political system, which Putin says cannot pretend to teach others democracy. During Trump's 4 years in the White House, the former president repeatedly touted having good relations with Putin, while critics allege he was submissive to the Russian leader. Putin says no matter who becomes the next U.S. president, his country's poor relations with America were unlikely to change. I'm Julie Walker.
This is VOA News. Officials in cities in Libya are burying hundreds of people killed in devastating floods earlier this week, from which as many as 10,000 are still missing. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
In Libya's eastern city of Derna, hundreds of people killed in devastating floods are being buried. But many more may have perished here. Floods broke dams, washing away entire neighborhoods. At a UN briefing, International Red Cross Libya envoy Tamir Ramadan speaks of the severity.
The death toll is huge, and it might reach to thousands. But what we can confirm now that thousands of people have lost their lives, thousands of people has lost their homes, and thousands of families are stranded or lost.
Libya's government's now issuing an international appeal for support as the humanitarian response may be beyond the abilities of the country and local aid organizations. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
The European Union's executive branch, the European Commission, Tuesday said Greece can access up to $2.4 billion in European funds to aid the impact of storms and wildfires that killed at least 15 people, damaged homes, schools, and roads, and wiped out crops as well as entire farms. Speaking alongside Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis in Strasbourg, France, Tuesday, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said Greece saw unprecedented devastation in recent months.
Never ever before such a vast area has been destroyed by the wildfires. Then, floods have devastated large regions of Greece. For example, the plains of Thessaly. The pictures from Larissa are heartbreaking. And let me assure you that our thoughts are with all the women, men, and children who are courageously withstanding these disasters.
Wildfires in Greece last month were the largest ever recorded in the European Union. Then, last week, Mediterranean storm Daniel pummeled the Thessaly region in central Greece for 3 days. The World Food Program is warning humanitarian funding cuts by governments are forcing the UN agency to drastically cut food rations to the world's hungriest people. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The Rome-based UN agency says that each 1% cut in aid risks to push 400,000 people toward starvation. The agency says the funding shortfall of more than 60% this year was the highest in WFP's 60-year history. It marks the first time it has seen contributions decline while needs increase. As a result, the UN has been forced to cut nations in almost half of the WFP's operations. That includes cuts in hard-hit places like Afghanistan, Syria, Somalia, and Haiti. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.